CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come here. Come out on the porch.
I haven't finished shaving.
Never mind. Come here right away and bring the binoculars. I'm sure there's some people over there on the island in the middle of the lake. Yes, they must have seen me. They're waving.
Now, why would anybody be on that island at 7 o'clock in the morning? Done. Yeah, there's a man there. A woman. Looks like a couple of children.
Let me see. Give me the binoculars.
Now, wait a minute. Well, they look familiar. Hey, what's the name of those people who built that new house down the lake here?
Oh, right? Yes, I know who you mean. Piper, that's their name, Piper.
Yeah, I think that's who they are. There must be something wrong. Mr. Piper's taken off his shirt and is waving it.
What could be wrong? Looks as though they have a boat there.
Yeah, it's an outboard. You don't suppose they went for a ride and ran out of gas?
Why would anybody go for a ride at this hour of the morning? Anyhow, I've been awake since 6, and I haven't heard any boats on the lake.
Golly, you don't suppose they went out last night?
Oh, my goodness, you mean they may have spent the night on the island?
Well, from what I can see through these binoculars, they all look pretty bedraggled.
But it rained last night. They must have been eaten up by mosquitoes, and with two small children.
Wave that dish towel so they know we've seen them. Hello there!
Well, that is certainly typical of a man to take his family for a motorboat ride without checking the gas. Poor Mrs. Piper. Why, she must be just furious. You get our boat out right this minute and go rescue those poor people.
To paraphrase Gilbert and Sullivan, an announcer's lot is not a happy one. Well, not always. Want to know why? I'll tell you why. Take this safe driving business. Do you have any idea how many times my confreres and I have begged you on bended microphone not to kill yourselves on the highways? Do you have any idea how many clever ways we've led up to the subject? How many fine phrases have been coined and uttered by us, all with the object of keeping your transmission out of your hair? Numbers appalling. But even more appalling is the fact that, in spite of everything we urge, drivers keep right on bashing their cars against other cars, against trees, abutments, bridges, and just about anything else that gets in the way. It's enough to make an announcer's voice change. Now, once and for all, let's get together on this. Let's understand one another. Unless you want a pack of frustrated announcers on your conscience, slow down and curb your highway carnage. If you don't care about yourself, at least have a little consideration for us,
Bobby.
I want to go home.
Well, we are going home. Now, look over there. The man saw us. He's got his boat out, and he's on his way over here. Now, stop your sniffling, will you? There's nothing to cry about.
Nothing to cry about?
Well,
nothing to drag us off for a boat ride last night without any dinner.
All right.
Then you run out of gas, didn't even put the oars in the boat.
All right.
Spend the night being chewed up by mosquitoes, the children are tired and hungry, and you say there's nothing to cry about.
Now, look, you at least pretended last night that it was an exciting adventure. Now, why do you suddenly start acting...
Johnny, I suppose because I've had all night lying awake, slapping mosquitoes and trying to keep the rain off the children.
Oh, it didn't rain. Well, it was just a quick shower.
Long enough to get us wet, put out the fire, and bring out the mosquitoes. Really, I'm just frantic when I think of poor Aunt Effie. She must be wild. Coming home last night, finding us all gone. Dinner on the stove, the oven on.
Yeah, I know. She must be half crazy. Well, all right. Here comes the man.
And if Aunt Effie saw the blood in the kitchen from Betsy's stubbed toe, goodness knows what she thought. I'll bet she's called the police. And the hospitals, I mean, four people just don't disappear for no reason. And with dinner on the stove and then not to show up all night.
Well, hello there.
Piper?
Yes. That's right.
Blake, Marvin Blake, you folks need some help?
Betsy, go find Aunt Effie. Tell her we're home. Go on,
I thought she'd be greeting us at the door with open arms.
Yes, weeping about how worried she was.
Yeah. Betsy!
Bring Bobby out to the kitchen, dear. I've got to feed him. Poor little thing. Yes, he's just exhausted.
Yeah, okay. Come on, little fellow. Well, you've had quite a night, haven't you?
The truth of the matter is, I wouldn't have been surprised to find a lot of cars here, all our friends worried to pieces. Maybe even the police and Aunt Effie wringing her hands.
Wouldn't have been
surprised.
I even expected it. It seems kind of funny to find everything so quiet.
Yes. Gives you sort of a funny feeling. Here the four of us disappear for what? 14 hours and apparently nobody. Nobody even missed
us. Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy?
Good heavens, look. The kitchen is just as I left it.
Well, for Pete's sakes.
Back door open. Dinner on the stove. What? Oh, the oven is still on. Oh, honestly.
Oh, my boy.
Not my poor meatloaf all shriveled up.
I don't understand Aunt Effie's not even turning it off.
No. Now, this is just weird. We disappear for 14 hours and go back to find everything just as we left it. It's as though time had stopped.
Yeah. Hey, maybe spending the night on the island was just a dream, huh?
No, dear. It was more like a nightmare.
Anywhere upstairs.
She isn't? Quick! I'll bet she went to the police. I'll bet she's down at the police station. Absolutely hysterical,
well,
dear.
Why would she stay down there? Wouldn't she stay home in case we phoned or came back?
Well, you know how scared Aunt Effie is to stay in the house alone. When she came back last night and found us
gone. Where was she again last night?
She was at a church supper with Mrs. Houston, who probably just, dropped her off about 8 o'clock.
Church supper?
Aunt Effie came in, found us gone, and with both cars in the garage, which certainly must have looked funny, and then it got later and later, and... Oh, she must have been just frantic, dear. I'm sure she called the police. Call the station. Call the police station and tell them, dear, that we are back.
Yeah, that's what I will. Hello. Operator, give me the police.
Betsy, you go upstairs and get
yes, give me the
and
police.
Take a bath. Go on, I'll take Bobby up and freshen him a little, so you're all right, darling. Yes. If Aunt Effie is not at the police station, she may have called Eleanor and gone over there, to wait. Now, find out. Oh, the poor...
Hello, police station. Yeah, look, my name is Piper. My name is Piper, 13 Rainbow Lake, and... Look, I was wondering if my aunt, Miss Effie Sorensen, was down there, or if she phoned you people to... No, she's not missing. We were. Well, actually, we weren't really missing, Anna, but we thought my aunt might have thought that we were and called you into... Huh? Well, my problem, officer, is finding my aunt and telling her that we're back. No, my aunt is not missing. Well, no... No, we don't know exactly where she is, but she's not Effie Sorensen.
Is she down there?
Well, she has blue eyes. Well, look, it doesn't matter what color her eyes are. Officer, look, no, would you wait? Has anybody called in to say that the whole Piper family, Mr. and Mrs. Piper and their two children, are missing? Yeah. Oh, well, look, you just forget it. Thank you, yes.
Down there, dear? Did
nobody you... has reported us missing.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Well, I put Bobby down on the bed to undress him and bathe him before I fed him, and the poor little thing fell sound asleep. I guess he's exhausted.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd better shave and shower myself and get ready to go to work.
I'll clean up in the kitchen and get some breakfast. Nobody.
Nobody.
Certainly don't understand it, do
you? No, neither do I. You notice the phone hasn't even rung since we've been back?
I know. I thought it would be ringing constantly with all our worried friends so upset saying, where were you, And I'd spend the morning explaining a dozen times what happened.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, car just drove up. It's Aunt Effie. Aunt Effie's getting out of the car. Here she is.
Oh, that's her friend. She's with Miss Jensen. Oh, she must have called her, of course.
Come on, quick. Well, yeah, she's coming in the front door. Come on.
Oh, yes, poor thing. She must be just sick with worry.
Yes, all right, Francis. I'll call you, and thanks a lot. Oh, I just had a wonderful time.
Yes. Aunt Effie? Well, good morning. Oh, I knew I should have left a note. Have you been worried about me?
Worried about you?
Yes. Miss Jensen wanted me to go bird watching with her this morning, and I got up at 4:30. I was so scared I'd wake you, and I meant to leave a note, but I was in such a hurry. And guess what we saw? A green-tailed towhee. Now, that is very much like a swamp sparrow, but it has an olive green back and is very rare. Aunt Effie, weren't you worried about us while we were gone? But me? When were you gone?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A station affiliated with the CBS radio network sounds different because of a sound difference in its programs and news. For this station presents not only the news that interests you most locally, but adds to it national and worldwide perspective through CBS news coverage and reporting. The station brings you more than its exacting standards for local interest programming. Its schedule includes the top product of CBS Radio's New York and Hollywood production facilities, spotlighting the stars and star entertainment that are national in appeal and importance. This station offers not only complete objective public affairs broadcasts, but selects the award-winning products of CBS News Department of Public Affairs, weighing important issues of the nation, exploring new horizons in science, medicine, the arts, and the humanities. When you listen to this station, the different sound is your assurance that a sound difference governs its presentation of news and entertainment. That difference is made possible by this station's affiliation with CBS Radio, America's most listened to network.
Yeah, no. All right. Now, look, let's all stop talking at once. Aunt Effie, when did you come home last night?
Well, much later than I thought I would, but we were having such a lovely time at the church supper, and we stayed and talked, and it was about midnight. Well, I just came right in. It was dark, so I just thought you'd all gone to bed.
Well, when you got up this morning, didn't you notice that we weren't in bed?
No. I closed your bedroom door and Betsy's last night when I came in, so I wouldn't wake you when I got up so early this morning. I met my friend Frances Jensen at the church supper, and she asked if I'd like to go out early with her bird washing.
Well, didn't you see the mess in the kitchen, Aunt Effie? I mean, dinner on the stove and the oven on and the back door wide open.
No, I didn't even go near the kitchen. The bird watching group always takes a thermos of coffee and donuts when they go out early.
Well, all I can say is the whole situation is certainly one for the birds.
Oh, honey, honestly. I'll get it. You better get ready to go to work, dear.
Yeah. Of course, it's the first I knew that you were interested in bird watching, Aunt Effie, really.
For heaven's sake!
Aunt Effie, what's the matter? Pete's sake, Aunt Effie, sit down. What is it?
Yes, oh, hold on, dear.
Just a minute, Aunt Effie, as white as a sheet. What is it, Aunt Effie?
You were gone all night?
Yes, we just told you.
You mean that when I came home and walked upstairs in the pitch dark and went to bed, that I was alone in the house all night?
Dear, the police, what in the world did you tell them? They want a complete description of all of us and how long we've been missing.
Oh, all right, I'll talk to them. Oh, golly, look after Aunt Effie.
What is it? I never turned on the light. I just walked upstairs in the pitch dark.
Oh, now you're all right. Now, nothing happened,
Aunt Effie. Hello, look, officer. No, nobody is missing. We're all back, officer, and everything's all right.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Madeline Pierce, Abby Lewis, and John Seymour, and is produced by Walter Hart.